as we get older, we've collected a lot of stuff with us. The decisions we've made in the past follow us. They stick to us. And that's why you see some people that get in their 60s and they look pretty sour, because there's a lot of regret. Because you can make decisions that add up to be good things, or you can make decisions that add up to be a lot of negative things. But the good news is, you can get up today and change.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy continues his series, Parents Night Out, from his recent conferences by the same name. To help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I do welcome you to the front row of our Parents Night Out as we continue to share with you during this month, as we've been really placing a heavy emphasis on the power and importance of parenting by taking you to our Parents Night Out. I'll tell you how you can receive that a little bit later in the program. You know, my mother used to say that parents or children are those that we will send to a time in the future that we will not see ourselves. And we talk about legacy. We talk about the importance of having a legacy, of extending that love into future generations. And today, with all the challenges that you face as a mom or dad, or even as a grandparent today, raising those kids, all of the stresses of our culture that push in on you, more now than ever, we need to stand firm with what we know the Bible teaches, to be intentional in walking every day in conformity with the Word, in a loving, hope-filled attitude of being the kind of parent that God intends for us to be. And so we'd love to hear your questions, your stories, your comments on this series. You can share them with us at 888-888-1717. Or you can go online to our website. We've got a lot of helpful resources there for you as well at theintentionallife.com. All right, let's go back into the Parents Night Out session with several hundred couples that I had a chance to share with as we move into the second half of this series, as I take some questions to get started today from the audience. Maybe you'll relate. Let's listen. I have a question, and Joy, you have some too. These were some left up here. I have an 18-year-old freshman in college. She is so grumpy and surly with me. How can I improve my relationship with this emerging adult? Well, it's a stressful time. You know, maybe she's surly and grumpy because she's facing problems and challenges in her life, and that's the way it's showing up. But at the same time, you don't have to tolerate that. That's life, right? If you're grumpy and surly with me, there's going to be a consequence. And to be able to sit down with her and say, honey, I love you, but hey, when you treat me this way, and then you want to have dinner, and you want me to, you know, help with things around the house and whatever, it doesn't make me very warm and friendly to do that. You know, that's not the way it's going to be in life. You go get married and you're grumpy and surly. You go to a job and you're grumpy and surly. You have neighbors and family members and you're grumpy and surly. There's going to be a consequence for it, and that's true here too. And so again, it's the same principles even with adults as it is with children. You can either be authoritarian, get in their face. You can be permissive, or you can be intentional. All right, what do you have there, Julia?
What is the best way to leave a child with separation anxiety with the sitter? So separation anxiety, all of us have dropped our kids off in the nursery and they've screamed and we've gone back and gotten them if we're permissive.
Is that why you're in the front row?
Yeah, it is.
I think this is a mom. This is a mom's thing. You know, mom, I think, will wrestle with this more than dads. I'll give you an example. One of our children, who will remain nameless, but I can't point, right? When he was just a little guy, and it was getting him to bed, keeping him in bed. He'd get up, he'd come out, he'd want this, he'd want that. There was always something different, you know, and he would get up, and we put him to bed, and I put him to bed, and I'm teaching parenting, so I'm saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to be authoritarian, I'm not going to get in your face. I didn't say that, but that's what I'm thinking. I can't be permissive. I got to follow through. So, hey, listen, son, you got a choice. We can either leave the door open, we can close the door, we can leave the light on, we can leave the light off, but you got to stay in your room. You don't want to go to sleep, you can sit up in your bed and think about life. But the fact is, I can't make you go to sleep, but you got to stay in your bed. So this went on for, you know, night after night after night after night. And he would keep getting up, and then I would have to close the door and hold the door. You been there? And then he would fall down. He ended up going to sleep right on the other side of the door. Oh. Did that therapy ever help later on in life, Derek? I don't know. So one night he got really smart. He's starting to get the age. He got smart because mom, here's mom. See, mom is more big heart, you know, big brute. What are you doing to your son? You know, you got to, you know. So he figured that out. So he comes to the door. I'm holding the door. And he hears mom coming down the hall. He falls to the floor and puts his fingers underneath the door. Help! Help! Here's the good news. You're going to laugh about it someday. But you're going to be consistent, right? And the key is to be on the same page with mom and dad, getting on the same page, following through, being consistent. If you're single, it's particularly difficult because as single parents, you got to do this alone, right? And what happens with singles is often you operate out of a sense of guilt, or you can operate out of a sense of trying to be everything, trying to do it all yourself. And the key is you can just be who you are and be authentic with your kids and be intentional. Okay, another question.
There are a couple under the same topic. There are parents asking about their teens who are bullying younger siblings and also the parents, and they're wondering how to deal with that.
Well, you can't tolerate bullying, obviously, and this happens a lot. We talk about sibling rivalry, and we've taught over the years if you have two kids fighting with each other and disagreeing with each other and picking at each other, you know, you let them work out their differences. You don't solve their problems. You put them in their room and tell them when they're done. Then they can come out. The problem is you're concerned if they're ever going to come out alive. You know, you put them in the room and what's going to go on. But I think there's an expectation in the home that says, listen, we are Carlsons, see? We are a family. We don't bully each other. We don't do that in this home. I don't do that to your mom. She doesn't do it to me. By the way, let's make sure we're not bullies. We want our kids to respect us, but sometimes we're not respecting them. Does that make sense?
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. In just a moment, Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you be an intentional parent. Find out more about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press option 4.
I met people who are in small companies like myself, and I met people who are in large companies, and the interaction and the exchange between them at the conference was amazing.
If you dream of having your own family business or want to strengthen the family business you already have, here's an investment you can't afford to miss. The Thrive Conference for Families in Business, October 26th.
I was able to learn what people had done to grow, and probably the best opportunity was that I got to start printing for people who I met at the conference.
Thrive faculty includes business and relationship experts, names like Dr. Randy Carlson, Dr. Kevin Lehman, and Jerry Colangelo. Invest in your family's future. Experience Thrive, October 26th at Grand Canyon University Arena, or stream the conference online. Go to familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com. Presented by the Intentional Living Center.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues his teaching from Parents Night Out.
But I think there's an expectation in the home that says, listen, we are Carlsons, see? We are a family. We don't bully each other. We don't do that in this home. I don't do that to your mom. She doesn't do it to me. By the way, let's make sure we're not bullies. We want our kids to respect us, but sometimes we're not respecting them. Does that make sense? In the book Starved for Affection, I have a whole chapter on active respect in marriage, where I say I respect you enough that I'll hold you accountable. I'll respect you enough that I'm willing to hold you accountable. So when it comes to bullying, that's not something that should be tolerated. Because frankly, you have some kids that are bigger than the others and they bully, and that can be damaging to kids. And so we have to hold them accountable. But let me just say this. If you have sibling rivalry going on, I've seen over the years that you can have one kid that's sort of identified as the problem bully, you know, child, but you often know that the other one who's quiet and whatever knows what button to push. Okay? So they contribute to it. And when they're contributing to it, understand it's okay to discipline them, to hold them accountable for that button pushing. So you don't have the bad child and the good child, you know, the bad cop and good cop kind of a thing. Because I can tell you right now that good child that's being picked on also knows what buttons to push, and they need to be taught on how not to push those buttons and, frankly, to be held accountable for it. Let's try another question, Julia.
How do we be intentional parents and rein in very permissive grandparents who only see them a few times a year?
What's the problem? I don't understand the problem. Next question. I mean, hey, no, seriously, if the grandparents are involved in the child's life a lot, the more you can cooperate and have the grandparents on the same page, the better off. But I do think there's a little bit of cut and slack for grandparents. I do think grandparents are kind of a I'm violating everything that I teach now, but because I'm right in the middle of this. But I think grandparents, we have more patience, we have more time, generally more resources, but we need to, let me just say to any grandparent listening, viewing this, or here tonight, our job is to help our kids and our daughter-in-law and son-in-laws and so on to be successful in raising their children, and we should do whatever it is that's going to help them do that and be able to ask, how can I support you and help you do that? And so if you're a grandparent and your kids come along and say, Mom and Dad, we don't want 50 gifts at Christmas time. You know, that's just teaching them something we don't want them to learn. Then as a grandparent, we need to back off and respect that and do it in a way that will honor the kids, if that makes sense. You got to rein them in. But you know what? The grandparents, how many grandparents do we have here tonight? It's a different animal, isn't it? I mean, it's a really special thing. But we have to remember that our job is to support our kids and being successful in raising their kids. Let's try one more.
I'm a new step parent to children under 5, and I'm trying to figure out what my place is among the biological parents or what my role is with the kids.
Well, again, like we talked earlier, with blended families, you're all bringing a certain amount of hurt into this relationship. You're all bringing different stuff in. And I keep coming back to this with all in-law relationships. I bring this back in terms of blended family. Your job is to help your spouse, the one that you love, to be successful in completing the job of raising their children. And to the extent that you can do that is what you need to do. I do see this, and we've taught this over the years, to the extent that you're loving those kids is the extent that sometimes that the marriage can be strong in a blended family as well. But really supporting this blending process by supporting your spouse in raising those children. Okay. Over the last couple of years, I've been working on looking at the seasons of life. And in fact, I teach this at some conferences. I taught this at a men's conference a couple of years ago. And we got some of the guys here from my church. We got some of the couples that were here from my church where I taught this. But I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm going to give a little outline on how the seasons of life matter. I was thinking about Ecclesiastes chapter 3, where it says that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And I say this because as a parent, you are right in the middle of it right now. If you have a teenager, how many teen parents of teens? You're right in the middle of it. You think there is no future.
All right. We're back here live in our Intentional Living studio, and that's maybe where you are at this point. And we're coming back from the front row of the Parents Night Out session and back here into the studio. And I've asked Dawn to come back in here from our development team. Hello, Dawn.
Hello.
And, you know, we're pressing on through this month, sharing
yes.
a lot of helpful content for parents. And, boy, people have been responding and joining in support of the ministry, and we appreciate it.
It just goes to show that Intentional Living and the ministry of the Intentional Living Center is having a real big impact on parents, because we've had a lot of people take advantage of our special offer right now that we have going on. We want to put you in the front row, so to speak, at that Parents Night Out conference with a DVD that we're offering as our thanks when you become a member of the Intentional Living Center with your monthly gift of any amount right now. In addition to Parents Night mm-hmm. Out, though, Dr. Randy, Randy. We are going to also send from our friends at PureFlix the DVD called Old Fashioned. It's sort of a contemporary romance, but it's got old-fashioned values to it. And it's great for a parents' night in evening. That's kind of how we've set it up. So you got your parents' night out, you can have your parents' night in, and it's all a way to say thanks for your support as a member of the Intentional Living Center. Just go online, theintentionallife.com, or give us a call, 888-888-1717, and press number 4.
Boy, we appreciate it. When you stand in support of the ministry, you're making a difference in the world today. And we're being intentional together. So thanks for your support, standing with us as a member of Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Teenagers can make some really odd decisions sometimes, like when it comes to friends, social situations, or even why in the world they decided not to study for that big test. You have to wonder, what were they thinking?
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
When you have no idea why your teen did what he did, don't start with criticism or judgment. Instead, find some common ground. Talk about your mistakes. Tell him how you would have done things differently if you had been walking in faith or had the knowledge that you have now. It's a hard discussion, but when you take the lead, you're showing how learning happens, and you're building a healthy bridge of communication with openness and trust. Ask your teenager to share his failures and disappointments too. Remember to really listen. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Hey, Mom and Dad, could you use a night out? Well, we can't send you to your favorite restaurant, but we can send you Dr. Randy Carlson's Parents Night Out Conference. This exclusive, fun, and informative conference DVD is yours when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. Call or go online now, and we'll also send you a great family movie to enjoy for a parents' night in. It's called Old Fashioned, and it's provided courtesy of our friends at PureFlix. Go online to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-888. 1717. That's 888-888-1717 and press option 4 or online at theintentionallife.com.
How do you deal with a family business when there are sister and brother-in-laws involved, all working together, but with a lot of conflict and competition and never being able to do the right thing at the right time? How do you deal with that on a daily basis?
Boy, you know, as I hear your question and I hear the pain in your voice, because the essence is that the relationships that we have in the family, we want to maintain those and grow those and build those because that's our true legacy more than even the business. But then you put that into a business setting where one set of relationships are built unconditionally in the family and the business relationships are conditional upon performance and so on. You put those two together, it can be very difficult. That's one of the reasons we have a passion to help people through our Thrive Conference for Families and Business, people coming from all over the country and many signing up to join us at this conference online by streaming this live. It's coming up in just a few weeks now, October 26th. It'll be at the Grand Canyon University in Phoenix. A great lineup with Dr. Kevin Lehman, Jerry Colangelo, Brian Mueller, the president of Grand Canyon University, Rick and Holly Beatenbow, and myself, and many others. And boy, if you haven't registered yet, I'd encourage you to register for either the live streaming or live session in Phoenix. Today, go to familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com, or at our website, theintentionallife.com. But please get registered today. You know, we're talking parenting today, and a lot of the information from my Parents Night Out conference, which, by the way, the DVD is available. We've talked about that. But, you know, intentional parenting is so important when you face a problem. You know, and sometimes the problem can be a prodigal child.
I have a son that is 23, and
he was very hard to raise, and he wasn't walking with the Lord and was making just some wrong choices with his life. And I tried everything, and I did baby him too much. But there came a point when I was praying for him, and the Lord spoke to my heart and told me to leave him on the altar and to walk away. And I seen a vision of him laying on the altar, and he looked like he was dead. The Lord spoke to my heart and told me that he was about to turn my son's world upside down. Well, about 2 weeks after that, his longtime girlfriend broke up with him. His band that he was in broke up. He became very rebellious at home. We ended up having to put him out of the house. He was living in his car. He didn't have a job. And the Lord told me for a while, just don't even tell him what I said. So I didn't tell him. And then one day he showed up at my door, and he was in tears and said that his life was a mess and he couldn't understand what was going on. And then I felt a check in my spirit. The Lord was telling me to go ahead and tell him what he had shown me. And so I did, and he just started weeping. And after that point, his life started to go in the right direction, and he got a job. He ended up meeting another girl, and he got married, and he got a CDL. He's on the road, and he's completely turned his life around, and I'm just so grateful to God that I listened to him and let him go, because it made my son become a man, and he depends on God.
I don't know what you can add. I think she really articulates as a mom that she did what was hard to do, but she did the right thing. And like the prodigal in the story in the book of Luke, it wasn't until verse 17. He started in verse 11 on this journey. He wanted his portion. He wanted to go live his own way. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. He wanted nothing to do with his father or his older brother. He wanted to live the way he wanted to live. And in verse 17, after the bottom fell out of this wishful thinking, it says, and when he came to himself. And I think that's part of the message, moms and dads, with your prodigal. When they come to themselves, you know, when they wake up, and sometimes it's painful. I tell people, don't miss the opportunity to learn from every hurt, every loss, every pain. God's teaching us something. We're learning something. Diana, welcome to the program.
Hello. God bless you.
Thank you. It says here you were the prodigal, huh?
I was the prodigal daughter.
Hmm. How so? What happened and why?
I basically just left the ways of God and got into drugs and drinking and hanging with the wrong crowd. And I had a praying grandmother, and her and my now first lady, which was her spiritual daughter, would pray every day at noon for me. Huh. I later found that out after I came back to the Lord, but I really can't tell you how it happened. It just happened, you know, and I've been with the Lord now over 25 years.
Good for you. Well, like the prodigal, did you just have a moment in time where you kind of came to yourself and said, enough of this? This is ridiculous.
You know, I did. I had a time where I felt God pulling on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard about my now pastor starting a church. And I knew that he was a man of God because I seen his life when I was a teenager, and I was in his home, and I seen them praying and how he interacted with his wife. So I felt like if I went to their church, I could really get the truth.
Hmm.
And I could really hear, you know, the word the way I needed to hear it, and maybe I could grasp something. And I went, and they prayed for me, and I was delivered that Sunday, and I've never turned back. And that was in 1988.
Fantastic. Well, Diana, what do you say to a parent today or a grandparent that has a Diana, you know, right in the middle of it, and who's rebelled, walked away, and rebelling? From your experience, what do you say to that hurting parent or grandparent today?
I say, hold on to your faith and keep praying. No matter what it looks like, no matter how they talk, no matter what you see going on in their life, just be consistent with God, because he's hearing you for them, and you're that intercessor for that soul. So just don't give up no matter what it looks like.
Good counsel. Thank you, Diana, and keep walking with him, okay?
Thank you. You be blessed.
Yeah, we are. And thank you for blessing us today with that story. Does that encourage a parent? You know, one of the things about intentional living, this is the living side of life. This is where the rubber meets the road. We have our Bible, and we have the Scripture, and we have the truth, and some we get in and understand it, some don't. But it's how we live it. It's how we live it. And that is the passion of intentional living. That's why this ministry exists, to help you today to see that God's word is not silent. And when you apply it, it can radically change your life. Diana just gave you truth, parents. I'll tell you, she just gave you a lot of wisdom. She was there. She was the prodigal. And what she said should resonate in the heart of every parent of a prodigal today.
Hi, my name is Laura. Unfortunately, I wasn't walking with the Lord at the time, and I raised my son as a friend. I even smoked with him. And unfortunately, he's a very spoiled, angry young man. A lot of things happened to him that made him angry. It wasn't about me not parenting him, but I see the results of spoiling him. Could I do it over again? I would have given him a lot more discipline and love. And, you know, had I been able to do it over again, I would have asked the Lord in my life and become, you know, a believer and try to walk the way that he wants me to walk rather than in the way that I think I should walk or my parents told me I should walk. I was raised in a family of non-believers, and I'm not using that as an excuse because I went back and forth until I learned the way. And the way is with the Lord. But since I wasn't parented, I really don't know how to parent it with love.
Wow. You know, Laura's story that you just heard is a perfect example of why intentional living is on the radio. This is what we aim to do, is to help parents like Laura become more intentional and have successful, responsible adults. And thank you. Thank you, Laura. And thank you for being a member of the Intentional Living Center. So many coming alongside the ministry with their monthly gift of any amount. That's what makes you a member. And when you join today, we've got something really special going on. We'd like to send you the Parents Night Out DVD with Dr. Randy, along with, from our friends at PureFlix, the movie Old Fashioned. It's sort of a romantic drama, good for a parents' night in. And one thing, Dr. Randy, that we haven't talked too much about, but I don't want people to forget, is your monthly coaching CDs. Mm-hmm. Content every single month delivered to their door.
Absolutely. And it's a privilege to do that.
And we want to get those in your hands when you become a member today. Super easy to do it. Just go online to theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com. Or give us a call, 888-888-1717, and press number 4.
Thank you, Don. You know, that $25 or $40 a month gift would be so appreciated. Thank you for standing with us. As Don mentioned, go to the website today or call and join in support. And thank you for doing that. You know, we got more Parents Night Out. We're not done yet. We're going to talk about the decades of life next time, right here from Intentional Living.